Welcome to the Eat Cleaner, Live Larger podcast, where award-winning coach, author, and former junk food addict Karen Nola shares her winning strategies to help you eat healthier, cut the crap, and create a life that you absolutely love.
See, I finally opened up my eyes, and I saw me coming back to life, that I'd be better.
Welcome to episode number 25, How to Eat Clean During the Holidays. So yes, it's that time of year again, the time of year where there is so much happening, so many mixed emotions potentially, depending on what's going on in your world, and inevitably the conversation and the thoughts about what you're going to eat and potentially not eat this year will definitely be on your mind at some point. So the purpose of today's podcast is to give you some clear guidelines, hints, tips, and ideas for how to navigate this time of year in a very practical, down-to-earth, and doable kind of way so that you can come out the other side of the holidays not just feeling good about what you did or didn't do, but actually feeling the most radiant, vibrant, and healthy that you've ever felt as you move into a new year. So if that sounds like something you could use, grab a pen and paper, you'll want to take some notes, and let's get into how to eat clean during the holidays this year. Okay, so the first suggestion I want to make to you is that you make a list of all the foods that you would love to eat at this time of year, but that also feel good to you on every level, i.e. physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. There's no foods on your list that you would feel bad about eating, that you know would make you feel bad physically, and that you would have any issues with consuming, because then that becomes your list to draw from. Okay, so you have to start there with a list of all the things that you would love to eat and that you know would make you feel and look great too. Now, once you've got that list, I would suggest that you then look at the various days that you will be eating differently to normal. So most likely Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, maybe the 26th of December, the 30th, 31st, 1st of January. It will be different for everyone. But what matters, of course, is what you're up to and what is relevant to you. So take a look at your calendar and write down the days and dates of the times that you know things will be out of your normal routine. And then once you've done that, go back around and underneath each date, write where you will be on those days and also, if relevant, who you'll be with, so that you can start to make more informed choices and decisions based on location and company. Now, once you've done that, I would recommend that you move into allocating meals, recipes, etc., depending on where you're going to be, who you're going to be with, because this will inevitably impact on what you eat based on whether you're making the food yourself, someone else is making it for you, whether you can take something to wherever you're going if you're going somewhere, whether you'll be able to prep any of that food yourself. There will be various different possibilities and permutations for where you'll be and who you'll be with. So each day and each occasion should be treated separately. Now, please don't fall into the trap of thinking that if someone else is making the food that you have to just eat what is being made, because that's not true. You do have a choice. And if you are very clear that there's certain things you do or don't want to eat, then it's just going to be a case of conveying that to your host or hostess. Now, of course, you could absolutely make your own food and take it with you, or you could supply it. It will depend, again, on who the host or hostess is, what their preference is, what works for everyone. But the most important thing that I really want to communicate is that you do have a choice, and you shouldn't be afraid to speak up for that choice. Because I know many years ago when I first changed my diet, I was too afraid to say anything to anyone because I didn't want to be seen as the odd one out or the problem child or whatever it may be. And I learned the hard way that being quiet and not actually asking for what I wanted and not having what I wanted actually ended up making me feel quite miserable, because the food didn't make me feel good. I felt bad that I wasn't able to voice my own desires and preferences. And this went on for quite some time before I finally had a conversation with myself and said, look, you know, there's ways of communicating. It doesn't need to be a big deal. And that you just need to know what it is that you want to eat and then proceed from there. So that's one of the main things I want to share with you, in case you feel like you've somehow got to suck it up and just deal with whatever is presented to you. If the host or hostess cares about your comfort and your enjoyment and you being happy in their home, then I'm sure they'll only be too happy to help you get your needs met, however that may look. Okay, so once you've done that background work, and you're clear on all these different pieces of what you want to eat, where you're going to be, who you're going to be with, what options you have within those circumstances, then you want to draw up your shopping list. So that list should comprise of any foods, drinks, ingredients, snacks, pre-made whatevers that you want to buy, either for consuming at home when you are in your own surroundings, or to take to other places, wherever those places may be. Now, you want to be thorough so that you don't miss a trick and put yourself in a position where you feel that you don't have what you need or you don't have what you want, for sure. So definitely plan on getting some extra snacks in just in case. But for the most part, you want to focus on getting the clean, fresh, healthy foods in, the ones that really mix and match with just about everything. So I have a list here that I want to share with you to give you a jump-off point. Now, bear in mind that we all like different things, we have different preferences, but I think the list that I'm about to give you will suit just about everyone. And then from there, you can add or subtract things that you personally really, really enjoy, that you're excited to try, maybe for the first time, or maybe because it's a certain time of year, whatever is true for you. So that list begins with plenty of salad items. So leaves of all kinds, everything from lettuce leaves, spinach leaves, chard leaves, kale leaves, any fresh herbs, anything of that nature that you personally enjoy. Then the usual suspects of tomatoes, cucumber, celery, avocado, olives, beetroot, onion, any kind of pickles, whether it's things like pickled onions, pickled gherkins, kimchi. And I would say for any of these things that I'm about to share with you, always read the labels, because sometimes we think something's going to be healthy, but actually there can be sugar in there that we didn't think would be there, table salt that we never thought would be there, not to mention colourings, flavourings, preservatives. So no matter how healthy you think something might be, always read the label just in case. Then we move on to some good staples. So whole grain, breads, crackers, pizza bases, anything carby, bready that you personally like and would enjoy, whether it's to make sandwiches, wraps, pizzas, healthy versions of all of those. You can't go too wrong with those, unless of course you have a gluten intolerance or you just don't like consuming wheat for whatever reason. Of course, there are healthy alternatives to wheat. It doesn't all have to be wheat. There's lots of different things that are made now from rice, from oats, from other types of grain that you may not have any issues with. So be on the lookout for those, especially in health food shops and the free-from sections of supermarkets where they specialise in foods for those people with allergies and sensitivities. Then healthy soups is always a good thing, and you may choose to make your own, absolutely, but you can also get some very good, clean, healthy soups pre-made in a lot of stores these days. So look for those because they will always be super easy to prepare wherever you are, quick, easy, delicious, healthy and filling and warming, of course. Then there's juices and smoothies. So yes, it would be fantastic if you made a batch yourself and had them waiting for you in the fridge, maybe put some in the freezer as well. And as a side note, if you do put any in the freezer, put them in a plastic bottle and don't fill them all the way to the top because they will expand in the freezer. So just bear that one in mind. But of course, you can get healthy juices and smoothies in stores as well. Again, check labels and try and avoid having too much sugar. So I don't mean normal sugar as in cane sugar, but the sugar that's in fruit, because these juices and smoothies can be very, very high in fruit sugar and can actually end up making you feel bloated, heavy, and uncomfortable generally with too much fruit sugar going in. So definitely look to buffer that with lots of pure water and potentially vegetable juices instead of fruit juices, and green juices for sure. Then we come to crudité, which are things like the sliced carrots, cucumber, celery, bell peppers, things like that, that you can buy already sliced, or you can buy the whole foods and slice them yourself. And then the accompanying dips. And some good classics are hummus, which you can get a variety of different flavours these days, aside from just basic hummus, which is always delicious anyway. Guacamole. And then any kind of nut butter, peanut butter, almond butter, cashew butter, Brazil nut butter, you name it. Now, of course, with the nut butters, they can be and will be super high in fat. So you'll want to go easy on those. But they are really handy to have when you feel like you want something different, something that's savoury, while still having the fresh vegetables as well. Then, of course, definitely get a stash of fresh fruit in. And this is a good time of year to experiment with different fruits so that you are eating more seasonally and potentially trying some new things, some exotic things. So I personally love lychees, and this is a great time of year to get fresh lychees. So have a look around your local health food store, grocers, supermarket, see what's there that maybe you haven't tried before, or a favourite that you had forgotten about or aren't able to get at any other time of year. Then I would recommend that you get curious and you look at what else is available in your local store or stores that you haven't seen before, that is new, that is fresh, that is healthy, that is clean, that may be seen as a little bit naughty. Maybe it's a chocolate something or a cakey something, but yet the ingredients are very clean, pure and healthy. There's more and more of these kinds of things coming onto the market every year. So check those out if that's something that's important to you and you have a sweet tooth and you really want to enjoy something sweet and decadent, but do not want to fall foul of the usual suspects. And then also look for any drinks that you think will be a little bit more interesting than water, something else other than fruit juices, smoothies. So it might be sparkling water with some fruit juiced into it, which you can make yourself. You can get healthy versions of flavoured waters these days. But again, read the labels because you don't want any of those preservatives and sweeteners that are less than desirable, let's say that. And look for non-alcoholic drinks that also speak to you if you are looking to keep alcohol to a minimum or be completely free of alcohol this Christmas. So they're the things that I would recommend as the mainstays that will work for really any situation and are very quick and easy to prepare. Like I say, work with just about everything and you can mix and match them to create a bunch of different recipes and meals for yourself throughout the entire holiday. Now, the other thing that I would recommend you do is if you're eating out at any kind of restaurant, cafe, or anywhere at all that is other than your home and has a menu, then get hold of the menu in advance. Usually those are on a website, so you can look at that on the website or download a PDF if they have one, and plan what you're going to eat in advance. Now, if you find that a restaurant that is already booked, that you're all going to, doesn't have anything that would be a fit for you, then consider what else is on the menu, see what you could potentially pull from that to create your own meal, and then ring or email the restaurant and ask them if they would be willing to make it. Normally, in my experience, if they have enough notice and you ask politely and gratefully if they would be willing to do this for you, normally it's a yes. I would say try and call first if possible, because sometimes they can take a while to get back to emails and sometimes miss them completely. And when you have spoken to someone and they have agreed something with you, follow up with it in writing so that you've got proof that you actually had the conversation and it's there and it's done and it's taken care of. Usually something like that will then be passed to the chef so that there's no room for error. So be as clear and detailed in your request as you possibly can be. And so then we come back to when you're going to be away from home, whether it's at a friend's house, a family member's house, or anywhere else that's other than your home. Make a list of what you need to pack and take with you. Now, yes, potentially food, of course, but also, are there any gadgets or other pieces of equipment or anything else that you need to take with you in order for you to be able to make it? So it might be a small blender, it might be a juicer, it might be a handheld blender, it might even be a simple grater. It all depends on what it is that you're looking to make, but just be sure that you take the equipment as well. And then on a related note, what could you make and or take that would be enjoyed by everyone? Because while it's great to take care of your own needs, if you want to include other people, which I'm sure you do, then ask yourself, what could you make that everyone would love, that literally no one would have any issue with, whether it's the taste, the texture, the ingredients, the item itself? And in most cases, something chocolatey, something sweet, something decadent, you can't go too far wrong. Okay, so be thinking about that so you can actually take something for everyone. And then finally, if you have anything that you definitely do not want to consume for whatever reason, make sure that you have a list of those things. Now, that list is primarily for your own reference so that you've put it in writing to yourself. Okay, this is what I definitely am not consuming this year. Now, if you need to remind yourself as to why you've chosen not to consume those things, then just put a note to yourself. You know, will make me feel bloated, will make me feel sick, will make me feel dizzy, or whatever it may be. But if you need to pass that list on to someone else, then of course, text it to them, email them, whatever it may be, so that you don't have the situation where you have to say no to things. That is also a good move to take care of that in advance. And then finally, just in case your mindset needs a little tweaking, don't fall into the trap of thinking that healthy is boring. Quite the opposite. To my mind, what's boring is looking and feeling like crap and then not having the desire or energy to do anything. To me, that is boring. And what isn't boring is having tons of energy and being raring to go on any adventure that may present itself during the Christmas time. Because we all know that people who overindulge and eat foods that they really often wish they hadn't end up just sleeping on the sofa for most of the time, which really is a shame because it's supposed to be enjoyed and ideally be awake for what's going on. But if you want a different experience, then of course that's going to come down to how closely you adhere to your own preferences and choices, which is why planning in advance is so, so important. Because as the saying goes, failing to plan is planning to fail. And I don't think you want that. And certainly if you choose not to plan, then I'm willing to bet that this holiday season will be pretty reminiscent of other ones where you've come out the other side and really wished that you had. So if you are used to every Christmas looking and feeling the same way and coming out the other side feeling 8 pounds heavier and physically exhausted, this is your opportunity to do things differently this year and set the scene not just for an amazing festive period, but also for an incredible start to the new year, where you actually wake up on New Year's Day feeling and looking radiant and feeling like you can't wait to get started. All right, so those are my top tips for going through the holidays, eating clean and loving it. And there's a couple of resources I want to share with you that will help you on your way with this. So number one is the Eater Type quiz. If you don't know your Eater Type yet, you are seriously missing out, because knowing your Eater Type will not only tell you lots of things about yourself and your eating habits that you really would benefit from knowing, but also will give you the best tips for your eater type that will help you navigate this holiday in the best, most perfect way possible. And then the second resource is the Cleanse Program, which I run every quarter, as you may know, and our next group cleanse is mid-January for a week. So that's January the 16th to Sunday the 22nd of January. But right now you can buy the Cleanse Program for using solo, and you can plan in a juice cleanse, whether it's just before Christmas, in between Christmas and New Year, or right at the start of New Year. And then you may also choose to join us for the group one as well. Everything is all included in the one price, and you can get started right away. And there's also going to be a kitchen detox workshop happening on the 30th of December. So if you're interested in that, then that comes as a free bonus with cleanse until the day itself. So for details of the Eater Type quiz, you can just go to eatertypequiz.com and take the quiz, which will take just 2 minutes. And then you'll get a free PDF report out the other side for your unique type. And then to find out more about cleanse, you can go to karennola.com/cleanse and read all about it. And you'll see that the testimonials are awesome, because this program never fails to deliver, and you always get way, way more than you expect, because it's literally a whole person cleanse, and you will come out the other side literally feeling like a bright, shiny new version of yourself, which is always a wonderful thing, but especially after a season of eating more heavily and when you're ready for a nice fresh start. So that's all for today. I will look forward to connecting with you this time next week. Until then, get planning and make sure that you set yourself up for the best possible Christmas in every sense of the word, so that you can enjoy every moment and come out the other side feeling shiny, fresh, healthy, clean, and maybe even slimmer than when you went in. All right, until next time, bye for now. Hey there, I'm so happy that you joined me for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I look forward to sharing more with you very soon. In the meantime, if you are ready to start making changes, then hop on over to eatcleanerlivelarger.com and download the Eat Cleaner Live Larger roadmap. Let's get your journey to health, happiness, and vitality started today.